Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you for joining us today on this beautiful day in the American Redoubt, broadcasting live right now, live streaming across the Fruited Plains and into occupied territory, bringing a message of hope and truth, encouragement to all of the patriots inside the American Redoubt and in those pockets, wherever you may be. The American Redoubt is a safe haven and a refuge. It's a fallback position where patriots are strategically relocating to, but we've got enemy inside the wire. So don't come here and check out. We're going to talk about that today. We've got a guest who is under tyrannous assault from the federal government. And the federal government supremacists are not stopping at anything. But the patriots are rising up and they're pushing back with the coalition of Western states, the legislators, the grassroots, the leadership, the people. They're rising up. We're going to talk about that. There is a battle. And hey, I want to take a minute too to thank all of you guys for putting up with me, sitting in for Matt Shea this week on Patriot Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays last week, and then this coming week as well. So that's a lot of fun. It's an honor to have that level of trust for him to allow me to sit in the seat of Patriot Radio and cover down for him. So thank you guys for your support and your prayers, and also for here, right here at Radio Free Redoubt. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook daily. We're putting stuff up there on a regular basis. And then, of course, our website, radiofreeredoubt.com. Now, we've got a lot to get to, so let's go ahead and get right into the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series. Go to 299days.com to learn more about that 10-book series, including the audiobooks about the collapse and the rebuilding. In the world news is reported from One News Now. Well, Associated Press, I got this from One News Now. Germany is planning to spend $106 billion on refugees over 5 years. This isn't the European Union. We're talking just one country in the European Union, if you want to call it a country. It's more of a territory now of the European Union. But out of Berlin, local media is reporting the German government expects to spend 93.1 billion euros, $106.2 billion, to support refugees over the next 5 years. Der Spiegel cited a finance ministry document as saying that much of the money will go toward basic benefits, housing support, and language lessons for hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers, quote unquote, who have come to Germany. According to the report, some of the money will also go toward trying to fight the reasons why people flee their home countries and seek refuge in Germany. Now, this is interesting. I mean, if you want to get to the problem, you have to, you know, really, instead of addressing the symptoms, which is this refugee problem out of control, they're going to address the reasons. They're going to get down to the root cause. Or are they? Don't count on it. These people are liars. These are globalists with a vision to tear down the Western culture so they can advance their cause. When they say we're going to try to fight the reasons why people flee, and you want to know what those reasons are, just go to some of these reports, like the MIT report that I reported on this week, where they're talking about global warming is contributing to the refugee crisis. That's where this is all going. regulation on a global scale to tax you on nothingness, the environment, to save the environment. It's a sham. And the German people have been taken down the road with a noose around their necks. One German citizen, Heidi Mund, will be in the American Redoubt next week. Truth and Love Ministries is going to be hosting her. She's going to be giving a speech, and they're also setting up an interview opportunity with Radio Free Redoubt to sit down and talk to her. You've seen her YouTube videos protesting against the Al-Hijra Muslim invasion of her country and the fall of her nation. It's heart-wrenching. And also this week, I interviewed William Jasper, the senior editor of The New American. He's going to be in town this week, this coming week, Thursday night at Center Place. And if you go to Facebook.com, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, you'll be able to find the instructions, the directions there. It's right off of Pines in the Spokane Valley. 6:30 p.m., the doors open, and the event starts at 7. It's only $5 and is very well worth it. That covers the cost of renting the facility. He's going to talk about what's happening to our country, the Muslim invasion of America and the assault on the West, including briefings on what's going on in Europe and how that affects us here. But they're not the only ones with problems. We've been staying on top of the situation in Venezuela. It's reported now they are at a breaking point. Scenes that are described as apocalyptic, where there are 5,000 people looted a supermarket looking for food, countless people wounded. And the U.S. announced that it's concerned over the growing possible Venezuela meltdown and the toppling of the country, basically becoming a failed nation state. So Venezuela is now accusing the U.S. of plotting a coup, as Washington warns of this imminent collapse. This is one to watch very closely. What happens to a nation when their economy crumbles, when their government is lying to them and begins taking control over these nationalized services? There's no shortage of food in the world. If somebody's starving, somebody is manipulating it somewhere. Nobody should starve. Now, here's another story. Let's talk real quick about privacy. Facial recognition in public crowds. And we've talked about this before and we've shown examples of this, but there's just the most recent example at a music festival or music festivals. Personal data privacy is an issue. Last year, Leicestershire police scanned the faces of 90,000 festival goers. They can do this, yes, out of a crowd of 90,000 people. Such high resolution, they can zoom right in, and this simultaneously, this system is scanning using facial recognition, looking for people with warrants, people that are wanted across the country. It was the first time anywhere in the UK that facial recognition technology, NeoFace, was used at a public outdoor event. It may have been the first time, at least the first time they admitted it. This will not be the last time. And as things become increasingly volatile in the world, when more and more people that weren't in the wanted category before will find themselves in wanted or persons of interest categories in the future. So, as the adage goes, stay away from crowds. This is where they're going to be doing all the data mining. It's the perpetual and persistent surveillance state. That's what we're living in. Let's bring it into the United States. Newsmax reporting something that shouldn't surprise us, but should sicken us. Do not become callous to this. Do not come to these stories and shrug and go, oh, well, that's just the way it is now. Do not become apathetic. The Obama administration on Friday, yesterday, the same day it ordered schools to allow students to use bathrooms or locker rooms matching their chosen gender identity, they issued a directive that could pressure the nation's insurers, insurance companies, as well as federal programs as Medicare, Medicaid, and providers through Obamacare marketplaces to cover sex change procedures. You heard that right. People that are lost, confused, sick in the mind, or sexual deviants are now going to be able to demand that your service provider that you pay into cover sex change procedures. They're saying the final rule does not require covered entities to cover any particular procedure or treatment, including gender reassignment surgery. However, it does bar a covered entity from categorically excluding from coverage or limiting coverage for all transgender transitional related services. This, let's just move into American Readout News. For those of you listeners in Idaho, this is really interesting, but this is not just an Idaho issue. Once again, we see this all over the place, where you have sheriffs that work very closely with the federal supremacists and submit their authority under the federal authority, which is an aberration, saying at the same time they support the Constitution, but they don't understand it. Over in Kootenai County, Idaho, Sheriff Ben Wolfinger is running for office again, saying that he's a proud Republican, not an extremist. Let me translate that for you. He's not an extremist in the sense that the Constitution doesn't always need to be taken literally, or actually, this is what came from this. He was challenged on firearms laws. If firearms laws were passed banning 30-round magazines, would he enforce it? And he said, that's not my job to determine whether or not that's constitutional. My job's to enforce the law. It's the job for the courts to determine whether a law is constitutional. So if they rule that it is, then of course we would be compelled to enforce it. In other words, there's someone who took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, but lacks the discernment to determine whether or not that Constitution is under attack or being violated. So how can you stand up for a Constitution when some judge grants something unconstitutional as legal, even though it's unlawful? And his opponent stands by the Constitution, and of course that categorically makes Ben Wolfinger's adversary an extremist. John Green is running for sheriff against Ben Wolfinger, and he says he will absolutely stand by the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land. This is Radio for Readout. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. It's the end of an empire.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want a secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food, and security surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
This is Radio Free Readout, and this is war. We are at war for our very foundational heritage, our values. All that is an American is under attack right now. This is segment two brought to you by Works Holsters, custom-made holsters right here in the American Readout with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Support Christian Patriot-owned businesses today. Go to Works, W-E-R-K-Z, Works.com. Now, before we bring on our guest, I just wanted to mention, when it comes to your sheriff, if you go to RadioFreeReadout.com, there's a great article over there about the power of the sheriff. Chris Ann Hall wrote this, and it's just, it nails it. We need to understand what our sheriffs are responsible for, what their duties are, so we can hold them accountable. Now, this next story comes right on the heels of one that we covered this week, a victory for a Wyoming rancher who put a pond on his property. Should be able to enjoy and have full use of your own property. That's called private property rights, land ownership. It's an American principle. He was facing $16 million in fines and felony charges, and he fought it. He won. The EPA backed down. There will be no jail time. There will be no pursuing of charges. There will not be any fines, and he will be able to keep his pond that he built. But there's another one here that's surfacing I want to bring to your attention. There is a disabled veteran, who owns land in Montana, who has been a good steward of it, maintaining it, and put a pond with a permit in place. They have fined him. They have brought criminal charges against him and just recently found him guilty of felony charges. And he's had to move out of his home because of his wife's firearms and move into a trailer on his own property, but 600 feet away, 600 yards away from his home, because this is just unconscionable how this has happened. And we are joined by Joe Robertson from Basin, Montana. Joe, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Hey, Joe, yes. Thank you for joining us here and helping us to get this message out.
Am I on, am I, Patrick?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm not too good at this. I'll need some prompting. But
no problem.
Just thank God for you people out there. I wish I knew about you before I went to this second trial.
First, well, I wish we knew about it sooner. Let's start from the beginning, Joe. First of all, God bless you and thank you for your service to our country.
Yes. Yeah.
Now,
where do you want me to start? I get a little emotional and choked up here how our government has beat us into the ground for no reason at all.
I know. I understand. We all feel this way, and we're very frustrated about this, but we're going to fight this. I know the Coalition of Western States is very aware of this situation. A lot is happening behind the scenes right now, and it's sad that we didn't learn of this until, you know, just very recently, until after this conviction, and which is it blows my mind. So let's go back to the beginning. You built a pond on your own land with a permit. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. It's a 310 permit from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And I also have groundwater rights, over 100,000 gallons a day, from Department of Natural Resource and Conservation. And I've built many, many ponds over the years. I'm a 77-year-old disabled vet now, but I did have a work for the mining industry, and I've 30 years, and I had my own construction company, Montana Excavating, and I built many, many ponds. But right now, these guys have stopped me completing this. I have a couple of ponds on my property, but I needed a bigger one down below. We own a couple hundred acres up here in the mountains. So I've had problems with Forest Service just this last couple of decades. The old Forest Service, I work for them, and they've been to my home, and they were good people. But these new people, Forest Service brought in the EPA on me, and they determined that these ponds were depositing dredge materials in waters of the United States. And they had many, many experts at this second trial, and they did convict the jury, but we had people on the jury that were related to Forest Service. So, and my public defender, and I use that word loosely because Mike Donahoe, he didn't defend me. He had information available to him about a research done by another environmentalist that he paid for, but he didn't have the results that this guy wanted to get me convicted, evidently. He didn't use him. But he'll be at sentencing, he told me yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. They can just pretty well do what they want to. I'm sorry, Patrick. Go ahead.
No. This is John Jacob.
Patrick's
John. The producer. He's the one that brought you on. Yep. Okay. Now, this dredge material, this silt and everything else they're saying is going into the water, that carries a felony charge if convicted?
It evidently it does, with me anyhow, but they can't. I live almost a mile, our ponds are almost a mile away from any tributary, and actually 60 miles from any navigable waters. So there's no way that any dredge materials could travel down this mountain with no continuous flow of water. But evidently, with all the expert witnesses that they had, they convict this jury that I actually did that, which is false. And then the Kegel environmentalist came up. Yep, and wrote a report that there's no way this could have happened. I just wish I had them before they sent me to trial again. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'm looking at this report from Kegel Environmental LLC, National Wetlands, Waters, and Wildlife Consulting. They came in and did an engineered study, and it clearly shows that there was no breaching of any dredge material or anything seeping, leaking, or encroaching into what they call U.S. waters, United States waters, did not happen. And this came out after before you could get it submitted to court, but there was a similar study you just alluded to that your public defender, quote unquote, had a separate report showing the same thing, and he failed to admit it as evidence in the court, correct?
Yes, and this fellow, I talked to him yesterday, and he's upset about it too, that he didn't call him back to testify for me. So it's pretty obvious that my public defender didn't want this good information before the jury.
Okay, so it's obvious to me, I'm not a lawyer, but we have access to some attorneys that we could tap into and get some feedback on this. For your public defender knowingly withholding evidence that could affect this trial, there's all kinds of legal ramifications that can come from that in your favor. So is anything being done at this point to pursue that?
That gentleman down in Wyoming that just beat the EPA, he put me in contact with an attorney in Washington, D.C., but okay. His name is Eric Wielinger. He can't do anything until after sentencing. He can file an appeal. I need somebody to give me a hand, because I want this thing thrown out before I have to stand before this biased Judge Malloy. He almost had a coronary when I brought my service dog into court. And I can imagine what he's going to do to me after I went public with his name. And, I can imagine what he's going to do to me in court on the 20th of July.
Right. Yeah, and there's, according to this press release that I got, and we're going to have to take a break here in just a minute, so just stand by through the break, and we will definitely, there's so much to talk about here. Yes, and we definitely want to get you in touch with some resources. I don't understand why an attorney in Washington, D.C. can't at least begin the process of starting moving forward. They know what they're doing, I guess. And he's obviously successful in helping out the Wyoming rancher situation, a very similar situation, also including involving a pond. But there's some potential corruption going on here, which also involves this judge. This is taking me back to Burns, Oregon, in my mind, how much corruption there is in the local community and how they are tied in relationally with the federal government on this.
Yep. This guy came out of, he's been retired for since 2011. He came out of retirement to hear my case. That smells just a little bit too.
Had you any prior relationship or interaction with this judge prior to this?
I did about a decade ago. He allowed a federal felon to go on arson. Our fire department was in the court when he sentenced this federal felon with firearms possession. He sentenced him to, instead of 10 years in prison as the law requires, he gave him 3 more years of probation. And I believe he even gave his weapons back to him. So I wrote an article, and so did several other people in our fire department here in Basin concerning this judge.
Okay, we'll talk about that and more. We got to take a break. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Stay right there.
It makes me livid when I hear the anti-self-defense thugs and their minions in the government, in the media, and from Hollywood talk about common sense gun regulation or reasonable measures to keep criminals from getting their hands on guns. Fortunately, the pro-Second Amendment Americans vastly outnumber the hopeful slave makers. Still, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Since they can't ban combat rifles or handguns outright without starting the Second American Revolution, they change their tactics. These appear as soft tactics, but their end goal is the same: disarm the American people. and their sights are set specifically on the middle class. These tactics are licensing and registration. This creeping gradualism is nothing short of tyranny, and has historically always led to confiscation. If they were honest with you and me, and especially themselves, they would acknowledge their measures do nothing to reduce crime. But then, reducing crime was never their goal. Vladimir Lenin said, "A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to the bourgeoisie." But I say, never register or license your arms, and never give them up. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
I want to thank Radio Free Readout for being here and for broadcasting it so that the message reaches far beyond this room. But this is a cool little room. Something I've encountered quite a lot is members of the Patriot community getting burned out because you alienate friends, you alienate family. Most of the time it's a thankless job for most people, and it takes a lot of love to keep going. You really have to know what you're fighting for, and have a firm understanding of that. I find that in my life, you know, spending all this time away from my wife and my babies is very difficult. It's very lonely and it's very difficult, but I have to keep going because I'm fighting for them. Well, you know, like I said before, the bad guys don't take a day off, so neither can I.
This is Radio Free Readout, not taking a day off. We're in the fight for tyranny, against tyranny, for American principles. This segment, I want to welcome our newest Patriot-owned business and sponsor, Riverfront Suites, out of St. Mary's. If you need to get away for a weekend, or if you're here visiting the American Readout while you're looking for property, looking for work, and you're looking for a place to stay, this is a great opportunity to support a Patriot-owned business right outside of St. Mary's. These are located, they have the Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, are 50 yards right off the river, and incredibly just beautiful places. And when you're in the area, go to riverfrontsuites.com to check it out. If you need a place to stay while you're in the American Readout, getting ready to make your move, or if you just need to get away, this is your chance. Riverfrontsuites.com. Check them out and thank them for stepping forward and supporting Radio Free Readout and the mission. And, of course, my email is johnjacob@radiofreeReadout.com to ask questions and letters of encouragement and everything else just for corresponding with you guys. I got a little overwhelmed this last couple of weeks. Getting ready for the Prosser event, I've got so many emails marked and flagged to go back to with those that are just like avalanching in on me. So if you haven't heard from me, be patient. And if you haven't heard back from me in about a week, then shoot me a little reminder. That would be really helpful. Yesterday, an article came out in the readoutnews.com. Readout News ran the article about the victory in Wyoming for this rancher facing criminal charges and $750,000 in fees. And that's what Joe Robertson is faced with right now. We got Joe Robertson on the line talking about what he's faced with, a very similar situation in Montana, a 77-year-old disabled veteran who is under the federal government has their boot on his throat, and we can't stand for this. It's intolerable. These types of acts are the types of intolerable acts that would be added to our Declaration of Independence if our founding fathers were alive today. It's unconscionable what's happening. Joe, thanks for staying with us here at Radio Free Readout and helping us to get your story out there. Okay, now before we took a break, just want to kind of bring everybody up to speed who maybe have just joined in or tuned in late. Talking about this situation where you're facing fines and imprisonment up to 15 years. Is that correct? Okay.
Years ago, we started a Helena Veterans Support Group. We have barbecues and camping facilities for our disabled veterans, or any veteran can come up. But the last few years, I haven't been able to have any families up here because I don't know what the government would do if they would run across them up here, and then, of course, they would react, and then we would have another Ruby Ridge. And we don't want that. I don't want any precious people hurt.
Yeah.
And it just breaks your heart just me to have to turn these guys away and say, no, I wish you wouldn't come up and, you know, and these guys are suffering several deployments, and I've got to turn them away because I'm worried about what the government might do to them up here on my property. And that's wrong. It is.
It's beyond wrong. It's unconscionable. So there's so much to this. I mean, and I spoke to you earlier this morning. There's another situation with a bridge that you had a permit to build. It was properly, professionally constructed. Look, 27-ton bridge, and a female Forest Service law enforcement officer came out and stopped you.
It's the same lady that came up here and stopped me on my ponds. The same lady, Jackie Fisher. Excuse me, I've got to tell you what she told me. And my wife, they came up, the bridge was 99% complete, just had a few pieces of decking to go on the top. And I told her, well, she said, I want another $5,000 to do a study, and it's going to take a couple of years to do this study. And they were armed, and they come on my property and told me I had to stop working on this bridge. I said, well, let me at least finish the decking on top. So it's right next to a Forest Service campground. So there's civilians, people with their babies out there, and they do walk out on this uncompleted bridge and fish off of it. And down below, about 50 yards, there's a big log jam. And I said, well, let me finish the decking. I said, what if one of these precious babies with their folks down here fishing falls into that Boulder River? And she said, well, it would just improve the gene pool.
And so you're talking about if children fell off of the bridge that they stopped you from constructing.
Yes. And now it's unsafe because it has no decking. Let me finish the decking so some baby wouldn't fall through that uncompleted decking and drown in that river. And she told me that it would improve the gene pool. Now that can't be tolerated, and she's still working.
Did you report
they thought that?
That
was funny. I'm sorry. The both of them laughed. Both the lady Forest Service law enforcement laughed. They thought that was hilarious.
Wow. The thought of a baby falling through and cleaning up the gene pool by having a citizen
drown.
Yeah. That's. Did you report that?
I did, but you know, saying I wrote her supervisors in Washington, D.C. I wrote her supervisors here in Montana. And about this same time, she got a promotion. She is now Special Agent Jackie Fisher out of the Butte office.
Of course.
And yeah. And another miscreant, John Janik, came up to our home 7:30 at night on a Saturday afternoon. And fortunately, my neighbor called me and seen Janik's law enforcement, Forest Service law enforcement truck in the trees. So I got out of the tub, got dressed, went on my four-wheeler, went down below by the barn and caught him and escorted him off of the property. When I told his supervisor, the same Jackie Fisher, about what nearly happened, she said, woo-woo, wouldn't that be embarrassing, catching you and Carrie in the hot tub? So this is the type of people that we're dealing with, and there's no excuse for that.
They don't care. They're not afraid of consequences. That's got to change. They need to be public. It's not even the right word. I want to say public officials, but this unconstitutional agents of an unconstitutional office created by our government unconstitutionally have no fear of violating the law and citizens' rights. They mock, they laugh at it, and they mock. That needs to change. They need to be fearful of imprisonment or death from violating our laws. Just like in the book of Acts, when the Romans were about ready to scourge Paul, and they found out he was a Roman citizen and they were about ready to violate his rights because he hadn't had a trial. They were scared to death. They were backpedaling. The fear was on them. And there's no fear of our public agents of violating the law. And that's something that's got to change. I think a demand for a public apology, first of all, from this gal Fisher is in order. And maybe that should come from some elected officials demanding a public apology for those type of insensitive statements.
She testified against me in court, and my wife heard out in the hallway that she is going to retire pretty quick. I hope I had something to do with that. But, you know, I just thank God that I did go. I got some treatment several years ago at the trauma recovery unit. It's a TRU in Fort Harrison, and there's several around for disabled veterans and suffering with PTSD, because normally several years ago before I went into treatment, I would have handled things quite a bit different, and then I would have been in the news, but my wife would probably be dead, so would I, and so would these other people. But we can't have them coming up on our property and then they're trying to push us in to doing something bad against them. And we can't do that, but we got to have a law that would protect us up here. If we can't protect ourselves with our weapons, what recourse do we have other than something
drastic? This is the type of thing that led to citizens taking over a wildlife refuge because they have exhausted all other recourse. They're out of options, and this type of tyranny is what's forced people to feel that there is no other option than to do something drastic, like take over a wildlife refuge, or to gather militias to hold the federal supremacists back to keep cattle from being stolen. This is the type of thing that's pushing citizens to just feel like there's no other options, and this is maddening. Now, I'm not convinced that we're completely out of options here. We have to resort to, you know, other like the Second Amendment type of options. But I know some people are on this. Do you have a picture of Jackie Fisher, by the way?
I don't. I may be able. She also got picked up. I think it was on my birthday. My wife, last time she was up here, my wife says, "Why are you still working?" Because you got drunk, put two people in St. James Hospital, refused a breathalyzer. Why are you still working? Maybe they took a picture of her then. I'll check the archives.
Wait, you're saying this law enforcement official for the Forest Service was driving drunk and it resulted in some people being injured?
Yes. Yeah. It was really? On my birthday. That's why I remember. My wife, she's a honor little shit. She's not very big, but she jumped right in Jackie Fisher's face and asked her, "Why are you still working after doing this?" putting two people in a driving drunk, putting two people in the hospital.
Wow.
And all she did and was put her head down. And she got away. And
now she's promoted. She's been promoted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's the way our government works, evidently.
This is just getting better and better, not in a good way, as we peel all the layers off of this onion here. This is, I'll tell you what, that's a very good piece of information, though. I know that's got some people's ears perking up right now.
Yeah, she should be in the archives in Butte, the Butte papers where my wife found it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, she should be in jail.
Yes. Absolutely. Certainly should be unemployed and, you know, out of people's business and trespassing on our property. That's for sure.
Okay. We'll look into that further.
I get a little emotional when I talk about these miscreants.
Okay. I'm not going to let that one ride. We're going to follow up on that. Let me ask you, when you caught this agent poking around on your property, did he have a warrant?
No, and he said, this John Janik, my little wife of mine, she reads pretty good signs, and she seen tracks by our back porch. So she even asked him, she said, well, you're trespassing now, and you looks like you also trespassed on our back porch. And he said, well, I can do that. I'm a Forest Service law enforcement, and we got rights to walk on private property. And nobody seems to, you know, be able to stop these people from doing that.
I'm a federal agent. I'm above the law.
Evidently, that's their mindset.
That's another good piece of information. Thank you for that. And what's the name of that gentleman again? One more time.
Oh, that was John Janik. He works out of Whitehall. Is where he lives. And I think he works out of the Butte office as well.
Okay, so he's currently also a law enforcement member of the Forest Service, correct?
Forest Service law. And I believe he works for Jackie Fisher directly now. And then she's also in the Butte office. Jackie Fisher is.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Good to know. I think there's some senators that would probably be very interested in these names and this story and this situation.
Yep. And their supervisors, too, should have a word put down that they allow these people to do these things because they were notified. Like I said, I contacted them, Washington, D.C., and also here in Montana, and evidently they approve of their actions.
Well, yeah, just by dismissing it, I mean, not pursuing it. Yep. Oh, she was probably just joking. I mean, they don't take this stuff seriously.
Yeah.
So.
I've got
the story
like
here.
Attitude,
I'm pulling it
we
up.
We certainly take it personal. Breaks my heart that they would have that mindset.
Okay, I've got it right here for you, sir. Law officer arrested on misdemeanor DUI. This is out of the Montana Standard. And there she is, Jackie Fisher, 43. This was in 2010.
That's
special
right.
agent
February
with the
9th.
Forest Service. What?
February the 9th, my birthday.
Okay, she was cited with a misdemeanor DUI and careless driving after being involved in a two-vehicle crash just after 9 p.m. There it is right there. And she's still employed as a law enforcement officer. That's repulsive.
Isn't it, though? That is unconscionable. They would do that to let her still work.
And this has been 6 years. They've had 6 years to blow it and not do it right. This, I'll tell you what, my blood pressure is going up over this whole situation. We're on public radio, so I'll just say I'm angry.
I am too.
Okay. Now you still got the pond is still in place, correct?
It is, but they've got plans to reclaim it. But then if they try to do that, then things are going to, they were really going to the newspapers, and I'll have some friends up here. I don't think I'll allow them to do that.
And you own this free and clear title on this land, correct?
Yeah, it's they're patented mining claims. They were patented back in the 1880s, 1890s, and I've owned them for like 4 decades. Some of them I've owned for 50 years, ever since I got out of the Navy. I put 7 years in the service, and I need a place to get away from everybody, but evidently their government doesn't like us living in the mountains, and we certainly don't like other veterans up here, evidently, because they certainly discourage it.
Okay, let's go down that rabbit trail real quick. You've got mining claims. Are those actively being mined right now?
Well, what they are is patented. I do have a couple of unpatented mining claims. Unpatented mining claims, you only own the minerals under them, but mine are the ones where the ponds are. They're patented mining claims. I own the surface and the minerals. And they're just like your home when you have a deed to your property. That's your property. Surface rights and mineral rights, everything. They've got no business trespassing.
Absolutely. And what we've seen is a trend over the last, especially the last decade, where the BLM and the Forest Service both are pursuing these mines, these mining claims. They want them in a bad way. Has there been any indication that you've seen where you've, revealing their motive for wanting to get their hands on your land?
Well, this John Janik, I asked him, I said, why are you kicking the ranchers off? I said, here we are standing in knee-deep grass. And he told me, he says, well, if it had it his way, there wouldn't be any grazing, there wouldn't be any private livestock or people on his property. And he's talking about up here in the mountains. But they did some drilling on our property several years ago, and then there was a guy that was always bugging the drilling crew, asking them and getting samples out of the stemmings out of the drill holes. And since someone, one of the other heroes mentioned that, I think it was that lady down in Marine Pelletier, I think she might have mentioned something about they might be after the minerals. And we do have uranium gas up here. That may be another reason why they don't like us up in the mountains. And they want this, they want these resources. I don't know. I just can't explain why these miscreants behave as they do.
All right,
that
so
may be a reason.
You've got a felony conviction now, waiting for sentencing, $750,000 in fines, which would require you to sell your land to cover. Yeah. You would lose your land.
Yes.
And do they have like first rights to purchase or anything like that you're aware of?
Well, we have a sheriff down here that's not very nice guy either. He's related to the Forest Service. So he conducted an illegal sheriff sale on a couple of parcels of our property. And he didn't follow Montana law at all. So they could do a sale, another illegal sheriff sale or whatever they want to call it. But I've had to hire an attorney to get my property back after he did this illegal sheriff sale. So they can do pretty well whatever they want to do. But I'm suing Jefferson County now. I've got a good friend of mine's an attorney. He put the paper out there that it's so I don't go over the time limit, but I needed an attorney so we can sue Jefferson County for trying to take our property away from us.
Yeah, we're at what's that?
I said it just doesn't stop.
It doesn't. But a lot of people are very aware of this right now, and we are out of time. Excuse me, we are out of time. But I just want to say thank you, first of all, for your service. Yeah. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for standing up to these people and fighting. And I also want to remind you that you're not alone in this. People are becoming aware. There's some people that are stirring over this and stewing over this as well. And that's what it takes. People need to start getting angry to be able to step up and do something.
and just thank God for you people out there. I don't know. I've got to go back in the hospital for some more treatment because I've been beaten up for several years here. I've talked to my psych. Just thank God for you people out there. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. You're definitely going to be in our prayers. And I just want to ask the audience right now, if you could remember to put Joe Robertson and his wife on your prayer list for this very serious situation. 77-year-old disabled veteran, just convicted to 15 years in prison, $750,000 in fines. That he has to wait for sentencing before he can begin the process of repealing it. So this situation requires not just prayer, but also action to write your congressman, write your senator, and follow Redoubt News and Radio Free Redoubt, and also the Coalition of Western States, COWS.com, to stay abreast of this. We're going to continue to bring this news to you as it develops. We're going to follow the story all the way through. Joe, thank you so much for being with us. God bless, and I will be in touch with you.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Bye now. So, folks, you got your marching orders. Now, we try to bring truth, shed the light of truth on things, but we also want to give you a plan of action. We don't want to just be pointers. Lots of people are pointing. There's problems here. There's problems there. Look at all the problems. But what can you do about it? This is one area, at least until we get the chance to reset things, that you can take action. Get in the fight now. Start making it a habit of fighting things worth fighting for. All right, join us tomorrow night, RadioFreeReadout.com, for our weekly podcast. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too. God bless.